What's up, review listeners? Are you hungry for food puns? Let Pun Pantry bust your gut and feed your funny bone with their hilarious pop culture and food-based merchandise and content. Pun Pantry serves up t-shirts, mugs, tote bags, magnets, and more, featuring designs such as Notorious BLT, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Frying Nemo, and many more. Visit their shop at punpantry.com, that's punpantry.com, and use our promo code JBandBenny20 for a delicious 20% off any product. Dig in.
Before us today.
Oh, we got props.
Yeah, if your team won, you can enjoy me with a victory cigar.
You smoke cigars?
You're calling Black and Mild cigars.
I'll be on
now?
The miles. I'll be on the miles with that yak hard yesterday, Skip.
Shannon, this is very off brand.
Hold on, Joey.
I'm just going to tell you that.
If your team did not score a point yesterday, please do not touch the victory cigar.
I think by not smoking Black and Mild,
where did you buy
winning.
Those at Rite Aid?
Hold on. First of all, Skip, why you be on me on these miles? Because I'll be on these. I be on these miles and hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me. Let me celebrate.
We're live. Maybe that's right. The review is back for your lead. Sending a pleasure.
Yes.
Woo! Yeah, if you can't hear our voices, we are hungover, sir.
Oh my God.
Good yeah, God.
I really need the fucking air quality in California to clear up.
Yeah, like, please. Smog does not help hangovers.
I've never been somewhere where my sinuses are constantly.
Yeah, no kidding.
Constantly, like, it's a hair trigger.
Yeah, and when there's a chill in the air, that shit does not help either.
It's a hair trigger with these sinuses.
Yes.
Like, you guys can hear. God damn it. Guys, this shit just started. Like, me and Benny were doing our packing production meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Right, all correct. Of a sudden, my sinuses just go AWOL.
Yep.
Out of nowhere. Blowing my nose, fucking coughing and sneezing and shit. It's fucking crazy.
Yes. Well, as reviewers know from just a couple weeks ago, I sounded like I would buy a carton of Pall Malls every other hour. If you want to run that back, want to hear me sound absolutely ridiculous.
Like you were chewing on the muffin.
Yeah, man. You're fucking drinking fucking acid and shit. Nonetheless, we are back. JB and Benny Blue Review.
Always here.
Yes, JB and Benny Blue
Review.com.
Mm-hmm. At JB and Benny Blue for all your social media needs. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Castbox, goddammit. And now available on Spotify and iHeartRadio just in time for the new motherfucking year.
That's right.
Right off the bat, a special shout out goes to one of our go-to places to frequent in this fair city of Los Angeles.
Yes.
That is the Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. Now, I know what you're thinking. There's Dave and Buster's all over America, and they're kind of like Buffalo Wild Wings. People kind of show up. You got some dude goofball in a fucking Cowboys jersey who fucking fucking spills beer on your shoes. Then you got to get a fucking altercation.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? It's a whole thing about
this shit
it.
Shit happens.
You
yeah.
know what I mean?
It happens.
But we like this particular one because our guy. A good friend of the show, the official DJ of the JB and Benny Blue Review.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is he's one of the best in the city, and he just really cares about the culture of hip hop and music and just good vibes and all that shit.
That's right.
Big shout out to our guy, DJ Hydro, DJ and a big, Hydro. Even bigger shout out and happy holidays to Mrs. Hydro. Happy birthday to her.
That's right. Mama Hydro's birthday. She's one of those lucky young children that has a birthday right around
Christmas. Double the presents.
Right.
Hey.
You got double your presents, you know. So between them two, man, two of the most amazing people you're ever going to meet in your life.
Yeah, man.
The good energy with them, the good juju, the good mojo, the great vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Just reek off these people. And they're great to be around. And shout out to all the people we had at the party, man. Everybody there was like, just super dope.
Yeah,
just,
man.
You know, just a bunch of cool ass people, man.
Yes, we had some folks coming up to us. We got a little business development, as they call it, done. So, working on some things here for the new year once this football season winds down to give you some live experiences. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be really exciting. I'm really excited about that, man.
I know we've been talking about it. Talking about patent production
that's
meeting.
That's right. Having making the connection that we made last night with the cat. We made the connection with.
Yes.
Man. It's going to be really big, and it's going to take the show to another level, to the point where you guys are actually going to be able to touch
and feel JB and Benny Blue. Yes. Just not hear our melodious voices.
Yes.
But you'll be able to see
yes.
these boys. If you've never seen us in these streets, because we are.
Yeah.
Now we are going to hopefully have a permanent resident where we are doing our show live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Or at least a place where we can do it for you with the right guests and have a live experience and have Hydro there and have the whole thing. Because shit, All Facts Comedy was just the baseline to see what we could do.
That's right.
And we did pretty well. And now it's kind of taking it to that next level with just getting everything together. So you know we won't put too much out there because we want to, you know what I'm saying, knock on wood, make sure everything happens as it needs to happen. But just know. Shit's marinating. We'll leave it at that with
right,
that.
All right.
But
we got the pot motherfucking steaming.
Oh yeah, exactly.
What's in the pot?
Don't touch that lid. Yeah. Don't worry about it until it's time to have a taste. You know what I'm saying?
Bow. Get your nose out of my pot. Boy.
Yes. JB was in here showing off his sweet feet. Cause listen, this guy we've been talking about it for these last few weeks. Bizzleman's getting lean and mean out here.
That's right, in these streets, man. We're getting lean and mean. You know, it's funny because I look at pictures and I'll be like, damn.
You're leaning out. You're getting close.
I still look big as fuck, but like, I know because, you know,
big boned, if you will.
I live in my skin that I've lost so much weight leaning out. You know what I'm saying? It's just a beautiful thing. Feeling amazing, guys.
Yeah.
You know, guys, if you're not up on your health, man, we're going to side note it like we always do.
Oh, my God.
If you're not up on your health, man, it's something you should really invest in. If you're trying to do something good in life or big or trying to build something, you know, I always tell my people that come sit down in front of me, hey, you can't run an empire. You can't have an empire if you're not healthy enough to run it.
100%.
So,
shit. Don't I know it.
And you getting an empire and having something that's meaningful to you, I mean, are you going to be allowed to enjoy it? You know what
right.
I'm saying? Or is it going to kill you?
Right.
Trying to get it done. You know, so, guys, reviews out there, man. Take care of yourself, man. Really, really be on top of your health big time because it's just us. You want to get one life to live, man. So let's live it.
Exactly.
To the
and I would double down on that, especially encourage folks who are in the corporate world who have full-time gigs, especially ones that you really, you know, you may be making some good paper, but you got to understand at what sacrifice that comes to. You know, when you start getting back into that world as I have, you start picking up on certain shit and you see how people do or in most cases don't take care of themselves. So, I mean, that and the, like stress, that shit goes a long way.
Man,
you will get sick off of stress.
Yeah,
trust me.
It'll do a lot of bad things to you, man. So stay on top of your health, guys. It's mm-hmm. it's not hard. It just becomes a lifestyle, a culture within, like just like anything else you do. You get accustomed to it and it becomes routine and that's a great habit to have. It's a good habit, you know, everybody
right.
develops habits, but this is a great habit to have, and god damn it, you better get on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Get you some, buy you some, like
yeah.
you said. Yeah.
Yeah. Buy you some, bitch, how about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you yes. know what I mean, we're here to help people because we care about you.
That's right.
The reviewers,
we are men of the people.
Speaking of giving,
yeah,
tis the goddamn season.
Yeah,
happy holidays if you're listening to this on Christmas Day. If you listen to this after you fucking, you know what I mean, got done dealing with your family, getting fucking 18 presents
That's
for kids
right.
who are just going to be like, thank you, and then they
right,
run away.
Exactly.
I understand.
They're going to leave the present there when they go home. Like, this fucking left his present.
Right.
I spent $10 on this shit.
Right. Right. Or in some cases, I bought this motherfucker a goddamn iPad or some shit. Like, thank you. They kick
right.
you in the shin, they run
right.
away. God
exactly.
damn it.
Family, food, and fights. That's what the holiday is all about.
Yes.
It's pretty amazing. You know, love your people, man. Love them, love them, love them. Love your family.
Yeah,
love
man.
Your kids. Love your wife. Love your husband. Love your side chick.
Mm-hmm.
Love them
hey.
All, baby. Hey.
And this time of year, everybody gets a little
it's
something.
It's always better to love, baby.
Yeah,
man. Spread it. Spread
yeah,
it,
man. Love. And remember what the day's about. It ain't just a day off of work or whatever the case is. Like, come on now. We live in a world where people are giving each other the people's elbow to get a fucking Cabbage Patch doll. Like, enough already. With this fucking hellacious year we've had in this world,
yeah.
show a little love and appreciation, especially for people that, you know, The common man on the street.
That's right.
The spirit of Christmas.
That's right.
You see a dog about to get ran over by a car. God damn it, save the dog. Like, don't get
that's
hit
right.
by the car.
Yeah, oh yeah, don't get yourself killed trying to
yeah.
save a dog. But listen, listen to some of the oldies, you know what I'm saying? Some of the oldies Christmas music wise, mm-hmm. you know? Like, you know, give love on Christmas Day, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Jackson 5. Yeah, that's a great song.
Hey, nice.
Awesome song, man.
Yes. What is your here's a good one for the reviewers, since we've never really went in depth on Christmas. Mm. What is your favorite Christmas movie? I know mine.
A Christmas Story.
Is it?
All Day Every Day.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Usually they have the little 24 hours.
Bet. Oh yeah.
24 hours of Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah, we just turn to a zombie and watch that shit.
I usually watch it all day.
Yeah.
Literally. So what I do is like it'll just be on, and then I'll be catching different parts of it. So. Over the course of the day, I'll watch the whole movie. But that's the shit, man. A Christmas Story.
Yeah,
you'll shoot your eye out.
My personal favorite, something I love to watch with my dear mother, is Bad Santa. Gotta love
Bad Santa. Great movie.
Gotta love that movie. Salute to the late great Bernie Mac. One of his finest performances.
Yes.
So I mean, I just as you get older, and I'm sure you relate to this. You can relate to Billy Bob Thornton sitting there on the bar stool with his fucking dusty ass Santa suit going out to the alley, because sometimes it's like that,
right?
Sometimes you just want to drink a fucking pint of bourbon and tell people to get the fuck out of your face.
That's right.
Sometimes, you know what I mean. I love that, because it's like they play that fucking sad ass drunk tuba in the beginning Christmas music, where it sounds like they can't even get through the song. That shit cracks me up every time. Oh man, I love that shit.
Yeah, honorable mention goes to Home Alone, the first one, of course. That was, you know, that's great movies, man. So it's good stuff out there, man. Christmas movies, all throwback though. The new joints ain't really popping.
Come on now. Some of you got to do better. I mean, there's plenty of classics, especially younger kids. You got to get your hands on Home Alone, of course.
Right.
Grinch, Christmas Story.
Right.
Yeah, man. Bad Santa's a little bit more for the adults.
Right, yeah, exactly. The Grinch, Grinch, man. That Grinch is classic stuff.
Man. Yeah, man. Well, you're probably like, why the hell? We get it. Season's greetings and all that. Aren't you guys supposed to be talking about fucking concussion protocol or some shit?
Segway.
No, goddamn it.
Segway.
Now, you may have heard us. Actually, we know you first, unless you're new to the show. Of course, if you are, welcome. New reviewers. But
welcome. Goddamn it, welcome.
Yes. But those who have been rocking with us for a minute know that we've done things like our Don't Be Dumb Awards. And you know what I mean? We've broken down different lists and awarded people with some good shit and maybe some shit that they don't want.
Oh, yeah.
But this man to my left... He's in a giving mood, folks.
Yes.
And he has a list. He's checking it twice.
Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the patented introduction of the one, the only. He came from where Santa Claus is from the North Pole.
The North Pole.
Where's this guy from?
This guy is from Macomb, Mississippi.
He's a straight out of the motherfucking mud. Goddamn it!
Macomb,
I like
Mississippi.
That. I like that.
Down south, dirty south, red clay, baby.
Yeah, you know, man.
Red clay all day.
Yeah, but he's got his sleds riding on some goddamn blades. Goddamn it!
Chopping on blades.
You know what I'm saying? He's out here. Savage Claus is coming to town. Savage Cue the music. He sees you when you're sleeping. Goddamn it! Oh man.
He's in your house while you're sleeping. He's eating all your food.
Yeah, you goddamn right. Oh man.
Your wife. No. No, Savage Claus is not boning nobody's wife.
He's sitting down by your fireplace right now.
Definitely stealing your weed though. Right?
Yeah. He's in your sacks. Your stocking.
I would definitely take your marijuana. All right? So yeah, that's pretty much all I take. But I'm leaving things with me though.
Yeah.
I'm leaving things.
I heard you got some gifts.
Coming home. Coming down your chimney. I'm leaving things.
You're gonna have to probably excavate that chimney, because come on now. You know what I mean?
I'm leaving, but I ain't that damn late.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know. All right, so first present.
All right. What you got?
It's gonna go to my man, my mellow. All right. Wishing a speedy recovery again. JJ Watt.
Right? Oh, okay.
So JJ Watt did a lot of great things for the city of Houston.
He had a good year.
When that damn hurricane came through, he raised about $31 million.
Yes. It's as if it just kept going up and up and up every time I saw him on Twitter.
He started with a goal of like $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
And that got overshadowed 31 times. Right? It was amazing.
Right.
JJ Watt. He just did amazing things for that city.
Right.
Now, is all the money going to the city of Houston, or is it going to all the strippers of Houston?
Right.
We don't know. I've heard some stories out of Houston where there are a bunch of new strippers running around with new cars and buying houses. And things of this nature. So we don't know where the money went.
Right. Okay? A lot of people want to go see TV Johnny.
Right. We just know that the money was raised. Right. Hey, shout out to JJ Watt, man. Hats off to this cat. He's always doing something like that.
Yeah.
This cat's got a heart of gold, man. He's an amazing dude. I think he deserves a present. So JJ, you got your
what did you get him, Savage Claus?
Well, I mean, we got him the big stripper. Well, I can't tell him what I got him. I just thought about it. Can't tell him what I got him. He's got a present coming,
right?
All right. So JJ, you got a present coming, Mo Savage Claus, buddy. All right, understand that. Shout out to you and your family.
Just leave a little, you know what I mean? Leave a little sack of weed in the cookie plate.
That's all he's asking. That's all I need. You know what I'm saying?
Air quotes, medicinal purposes.
Yeah, don't be
trying to get you jammed up.
Don't even be no Reggie either, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right, exactly.
It's almost some flavor to it.
Exactly.
All right. The second present goes to our good old US of A.
Oh.
And I'm talking about the people of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And man, we done been through a bunch of shit this year, boy.
Oh boy.
Boy, I'm talking about bomb threats and hurricanes and motherfucking.
Yeah.
A president got elected who can't fucking run his own household. And,
right.
Let alone a motherfucking country.
Right. Who's absolutely getting acupuncture in Moscow right now.
Right. He's fucking. His wig is barely hanging on.
Yeah.
This shit's ridiculous, man. Like, we have been through some shit in 2017. You know, and it seems like we're saying this after every year. You know, who's that, Action Bronson? You know, it seems like we say this after every year, but this year, we have really been through shit, bro.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
So I can't get everybody in the United States of America a present, obviously. So we are sending JB and Benny Blue love, right, all across the United States of America. That's going to be our present. We are doing just what the Jackson 5 said. We are giving love on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
All right, we are giving love.
Yeah.
I got to go buy a couple more presents, too.
God damn it.
All right, so.
Come on, Savage Claus.
United States of America.
You know he's real Savage Claus. He's still good. Savage Claus still got to go to the mall.
United States of America. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's all the love. Love, love, love. We showing y'all love. All right, so look. the next present, all right, so amazing. Goes to the Instagram models.
Oh, somebody out there cares.
Oh, God. You know what? This present goes to the ladies on Instagram who just refuse to stop showing their ass and titties. Ooh. And you know what? Fuck it. Hey, you like it. I see one of these roasting cats. He posted a picture of a female. She will remain nameless because I do know her. So, but it was funny that he chose her picture, and he was like, he told all the Instagram models, please stop captioning, thanks to my fans, like you've done something, like you know what I'm saying, like you're doing something that deserves recognition.
Yeah, you turning around with an achievement.
Exactly, having somebody take a picture of your ass. With your pussy lips damn near hanging out is something of valor. Like, you didn't do anything. All right, you just took a fucking picture half naked. All right, now, we love the women's, we love ass and titties, and we love it. So, hey, you keep taking the pictures, I guess we're going to keep looking. But, shout out to the Instagram models, man. All y'all with your daddy issues, they're just too scared to get on the pole.
Right.
So, you just show it through IG.
2018, get on the pole.
I mean,
or start getting that camera out for and call Brazzers up because
that's
the only thing left because that bubbles that IG influencer model shit that bubble's about to burst.
Pun intended. You know, getting money for showing your ass and sponsorship and all that shit. Yeah, it's drying up. That well's drying up. You know,
too many of the market is saturated.
That's right. You know, it's like Drake's music. A couple of years ago, he was just putting too much
song,
out.
Song.
Yeah, he's like, putting enough. Too much out. Right. So, ladies, again, like I said, hey, if you keep taking the pictures, we're going to keep looking.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. It's just.
Yeah.
You got
Savage Claus knows and you're awake.
You guys just need a fucking hug, right? That's what I'm saying. You need some love. Need somebody to love you and hug you and hold on to you and tell you, hey, baby, you're more than that.
Hold on to them cheeks for about. You're more than that. Yeah. 5.5 minutes.
I volunteer, right? Yeah. Old Savage Claus coming through for all you ho-ho-hos.
Uh-huh.
All right, so here's a big present from old Savage Claus. Coming you girls' way, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually going to look up every Instagram model and send y'all a present. All right? Mm. It's coming. All right. All right. It might be coming through your DMs. I don't know. We're going to find it. We're going to find a way.
Season's greetings. You bitch you.
You bitch you, right?
Yes.
Shout out to Uncle Snoop. Well, can't have Santa Claus giving presents without giving some lumps of coal.
Naughty or nice.
Because we know some people out there have been naughty, naughty, naughty.
Oh, shit.
Well, the first person is going to get a big, fat lump of fucking coal, right, is the pumpkin himself, right? This guy's a pumpkin no matter what fucking holiday it is.
Yeah.
He's you guys' president.
Oh, yeah.
All right? Not mine. You know, the Bible says to pray for your leaders, right? Well, God, you got to forgive me on this one, okay?
Don't smite me, God.
There's some praying that I do, but it's not good. I don't pray good things for this guy
right
at all, all right? Well, you guys know what the fuck I'm talking about. One Donald J. Trump.
Right.
Again, you guys' president. He's a fucking douchebag. He's a fucking disgusting, sexist pig who you guys elected. Oh, and a racist. Don't, a sociopath. It's fucking ridiculous. I can go on and on.
Yes.
Right? About how fucking horrible and stupid and retarded this fucking man is.
Yep.
And the fucking part about it is there were people that will actually defend him. Like, that's the fucking crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't be that stupid to not know that this motherfucking man is a fucking idiot.
Right.
Right?
They know. They just don't want to believe.
Right. No, I see people. I do see people, like, retracting their statements. It's funny shit in the world, like, on social media, especially Twitter.
Right.
And, like, he does something stupid. They be like, I actually fucking voted for this asshole. Like,
huh.
Hey, you know.
Coming to Jesus moment.
Right.
And the irony about that is he actually wants to bring coal back, so I'm sure he would appreciate a nice, shiny piece of coal at his desk.
You get your big, fat lump of coal, buddy, okay? It's coming. Trust me when I say I got people in the White House.
Uh-huh.
So we'll make it get through. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
You fucking jerk.
Huh.
All right. Well, you know, here goes a big, fat lump of coal. Here comes another one. For old Keelan's mom, all right?
Young Keaton Jones.
Keaton, I put Keelan. I don't even know his fucking name.
Right.
All right. I'm like, fuck that kid now. All right. Really. All right. You know, when I first watched the shit, I felt bad for the kid. He's getting bullied and shit. Now I don't know what the fuck to believe because his mom is a racist bitch.
Yep.
Obviously his dad is too. You know what I'm saying? Which is probably her cousin.
Dad cousin.
Yeah, the dad cousin.
That's my dad uncle.
Right, so fuck her, right?
Yeah.
Fuck her. You know what I'm saying? Fuck her. She got a big fat lump of coal coming. And the reason why I'm so fucking livid about this bitch is because this bitch videotaped her son. The shit wasn't genuine.
Right.
The kid had to, like, make himself cry. That's some sick shit, bro. That's some sick shit. Imagine your son coming to you in the car, getting upset, very upset about the fact that somebody bullied him that day.
Right.
So it's, hold on, let me put my phone out.
Right.
Let me do an interview.
I'm trying to capitalize.
Let me do an interview. Hold on.
Right.
So what happened again, honey? And how'd you feel? Right?
Right.
Yeah. And then what'd you say?
Right.
Right.
She saw other people doing this. Like, oh, I saw other kids and they were getting a lot of attention.
Right.
Let me do this. Oh, wait, I forgot to delete the fucking pictures off my social media.
Right. Of me fucking holding up
me
a flag.
Holding the fucking stars and bars.
And holding a fucking, holding a noose in my hand and shit.
Right.
The fuck?
I'll rise again.
Look, man. Fuck you, Keelan's mom. We're going to send a dump truck of coal to your ass down in Tennessee, wherever the fuck you at. Yep. All right, the heels have eyes, motherfuckers. Yep. Ugh.
As Savage Claus is lead elf, are we allowed to bring in Keaton to make toys so he can learn better? Can we get him away from his racist mom?
Yes, we can. We can raise the youth. You know what I'm saying?
We don't need a racist serial killer out
children
there.
Children are products of the environment, man. You know what I'm saying? So yeah,
we go teach one.
We go snatch a little Keaton out and fucking bring him over to the hood. And let him get raised, you know, in South Central.
Yes.
So he can learn some other ways. All right? Yes. So he's going to go from one crook to another kind of crook.
Yes.
Fuck Keaton's mom.
Yep.
Got a big-ass lump of coal coming, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You whack-ass. The third Lupico is going to go to the Browns organization.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, woo. My God.
You got like, a fucking dump truck for that one.
What the fuck is wrong with you fucking people?
Man.
What is wrong with you motherfuckers?
That's a great one.
Like, get a fucking team up. Like, seriously. All bullshit aside.
Yep.
Like, the team needs something. They need to get the fuck out of Cleveland. Like, something needs to fucking happen.
They need a fucking exorcism is what they need.
They, you know, that sounds
about
right.
They need group hypnotism.
They need a circumcision, exorcism, fucking right. All kind of isms.
Right.
Man, look, that's so ridiculous that a football team has had the lack of success that they've had over the year. It's fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I mean, it's fucking ridiculous. Seriously. I mean, it makes no fucking sense.
They're on the fast track to being 0-16 and taking that burden off the Lions, baby. Oh, yeah. We appreciate you on that.
Yes. Yeah.
They definitely, along with the Cole, when you see the record, that's what it looks like. It's right. Cole and 16.
That's right. Cole, that's right. A big-ass lump of coal and a 16 behind them. Because they're not going to win a game. Yep. I just don't see it happen.
It's a wrap.
They're not going to win a game.
They play the Bears this week.
And it's not going to the players, right? This is going to the Rams. I mean, to the Browns entirety. You know what I'm saying? To the entirety of the fucking to the organization.
Yeah.
To the head guys. Like, this is horrible, man.
Yep.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yep.
Like, these are professional athletes that, you know, even the team should be okay. It shouldn't be just fucking dog shit.
Right.
Like, we should have some fucking 6-10 seasons. You know what I'm saying? We can't even get that.
Mm-hmm.
You know how adamant I was last year about the Browns. I tried to will them a couple victories.
Savage picks.
Will them. I picked them
Thank
more
God
times.
Thank God you put money on it.
Oh, my God. I picked them more times than I should have. Probably the reason why I lost Savage picks last year.
Yeah.
All right? Because it was really close last year.
Because if you put money on them sons of bitches, Savage Claws really would be coming to town.
Man, to take your cookie and maybe a little more. Fuck out of here, man. The Browns, get your shit together, man. So, look, we're going to send y'all a big-ass lump of brown coal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to roll
Special
it.
Special design.
We're going to roll it in shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what the fuck y'all have been for the last few years. It's fucking ridiculous, man. That's old Savage Claws for you, man. You guys.
You got to get back in your sleigh.
I got to get back to my ho-ho-hos. You know
yeah.
In the North Pole and... Getting my slate, you know, just do Savage Santa right. shit, you know?
Right. Danny, why is Savage Claus smoking the Black and Mild?
Rudolph, bring your punk ass out here.
Right.
Get the hell out of here.
Season's greetings, goddammit. Well, Savage Claus gotta go. That was a delightful display of who's been naughty and who's been nice.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So, you never know, folks of the wide world of sports and beyond. Maybe you too can get a mother. Yeah, the WWF. Yeah, man. So be good or be bad.
That's right.
There's gifts.
That's right.
For both. God damn it. So
we always giving over here.
Yeah, man. Well, look. Speaking of the National Football League, when we come back, we are going to be rolling into the second to last week. Of Savage Picks.
Oh, it's week 16.
It's week 16. And before that, we're going to give you a quick breakdown of all the crazy fucking E equals MC squared carry the two scenarios that may be in play for your team. That's right. I said your team.
Your team.
To make the fucking playoffs.
That's right.
So stick around for all that. In case you forgot, you are listening to the JB and Benny Blue Review, and we'll be right back after this special advertisement announcement.
Yeah, buddy.
Don't go anywhere. Yeah.
What up, Review fam? Want a new car, but don't want to deal with the shady dealerships? Too many hurdles to jump through? You got to hit up our guy, Arthur, at WMC Autos now. They have the best relationship with all the dealers in the greater Los Angeles area, so they're able to get the best deals around. They don't only do deals on leases, but they can also get the best prices for purchasing a new vehicle, too. Head on over to WMCAutos.com. That's WMCAutos.com. And make sure to fill out a credit app to get approved today. Or call 818-484-8187. Tell them JB and Benny Blue sent you.
And we are back. JB and Benny Blue Review. JB and Benny Blue Review.com at JB and Benny Blue for all your social media needs. You can listen on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn.
Castbox.
As well as Castbox. And Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Lots of places to listen. More visual content coming. Yeah. All that good shit as we roll through the NFL season. But, man, we are already at week 16. Mm-hmm. And I decided, I didn't even bring this up in our patented production meeting.
Oh.
To build some extra suspense for the conclusion of Savage Picks, we are going to be totaling out week 15, 16, and 17 all at the end so we can see who is the unofficial official winner of this here contest.
Unofficial.
I want to build a suspense for this one just to see how we do in these last couple weeks. And because honestly, we got to carve out a couple minutes just to go over what the hell is at stake coming into the end of the year. So try to stick with me here. So let's break this down real quick.
Here we go.
As there were a couple games here on Saturday, as you know, but there are always games maybe on a Thursday that we don't pick. In this case, now it's later in the season. College football's over. They've been playing a couple games on Saturday. So the Ravens won, and they beat the Colts. Barely. They probably should have mashed them out.
Barely.
Nonetheless,
they
kept their playoff hopes alive. And then, of course, in the NFC, you got Minnesota, who basically, actually not even basically, they did clinch the division.
The road to the Super Bowl goes through Minnesota. Literally.
Quite literally.
Literally.
That's right. Right? That's right. So let's break it down here. We will start in the AFC. Of course, the Pats are in. They clinched their division. They are the one seed.
What else is new?
They are tied. They are tied. So they either need to win out against Buffalo and then the Jets to secure the number one seed, and then or they can win today, meaning Christmas Eve, and both the Steelers and the Jaguars to lose. So there you go. Steelers are the number two seed. They play the Texans on Monday. And then Jacksonville is in. And then they play the Niners today on Christmas Eve. Yeah. They can clinch the AFC South with a win or even earlier if Tennessee loses to the Rams. They need to win and Pittsburgh to lose to move to the number two seed. And if both the Pats dude and the Steelers lost, the Jags would be the new number one seed with the win. Isn't that crazy?
That is wild.
You sticking with me yet? Is it still confusing?
The Jags, boy.
Yes, the Jags.
We said that.
Yes, I know, right? Kind of crazy to believe, but nonetheless, they're playing a good brand of football down there in Saxonville.
Inspired brand of football.
Yes.
And my bold prediction came true.
Yeah. You are right.
Jacksonville won 10 games this year. And they're in the playoffs, deep in these playoff streets.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That's correct. Moving right along, the Chiefs are playing the Dolphins. And then with a win and a Chargers loss, they would secure the AFC West. Also, a tie and a Chargers loss could do it. But the fuck is tying out
here? Yeah, who the fuck ties?
What shit is that? The Ravens are right now in the 5 seed. They beat the Colts. So yeah, man, they gotta have some things happen to go their way. The Titans are the 6th seed. Basically they can keep things going if they get a win and the Jaguars lose. Now they would be the wild card if they lose or the Jaguars win in San Francisco. And then if they lose to the Chargers, then it sets up a win-or-go-home game in Week 17.
Right.
As far as who's out, the Bills may be out. The Chargers still hang around. Raiders, it's over for you. And beyond that, Dolphins, Texans, Colts. Sorry. Jets, Bungles, Broncos, Texans. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the motherfucking, speaking of Cole, the Browns are finished.
Oh, man, they was finished in week 3.
Oh, yeah, they were finished in the preseason.
Finishing week 3, bro.
So there you go. That's your AFC playoff picture thus far, as current as Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, all that good shit. Moving right along, the Eagles are in. They clinch their division, and then if they beat the Raiders on Monday night, they can secure the number one overall seed in the NFC with that win. The Vikings beat the Rodgers-less Packers. And let's just face it, the Packers, you need some help.
Yeah.
You need some help desperately. Yeah, man. So the Vikings can clinch a first round bye if the Panthers, the Black Cats, lose to the Buccaneers. The Rams are playing the Titans, and they can clinch. That's right. You heard correctly. Your ears do not deceive you. I know that's a foreign thing to hear about the Rams.
Uh-huh.
They can clinch the NFC West with a win or a Seahawks loss to the Cowboys. And then they can't get the Vikings for a bye because of the head-to-head loss.
Right.
So, unfortunately, the Vikings got them there with that shit. Moving right along, the Saints have control of their destiny in the NFC South. They have to beat the Falcons, and they can clinch with a win and a Carolina loss. And then they would clinch a playoff berth with a win or the Cowboys and the Seahawks ending in a tie. Have you been taking notes this whole time? Are you keeping up? We're going to have a pop quiz at the end.
I'm dizzy as fuck right now.
I know. What the fuck? What the fuck is happening? Fifth seed right now is the Black Cats. They got the Bucks at home.
Scratch fever.
And they can clinch a playoff berth with a win over the big pirate ship. If they win out, and the Saints lose on Sunday, the Vikings lose to the Bears in Week 17, they can get as high as the number 2 seed. But shit, they can also lose out, which kind of need them to, for the kiddies' sake. And they can miss
them
the
kiddies.
The 6th seed right now is the fucking Doity Birds, and let me tell you, they have a hard road. I need them to lose both games.
Yes.
They can clinch a playoff berth with the victory in New Orleans today. Or with a tie of Dallas to Seattle, which makes no sense. Or if the Kitties lose. So here's the deal. Right now, on the outside looking in, the Kitties, they have to beat the Bungles, and they have to beat the fucking Packers next week.
What the Cowboys got to do? What's going on with them fuckers?
And the Atlanta has to lose both games because they own the tiebreaker. So slim chances. Seahawks and Cowboys play today, and it's a loser goes home game. That's exactly what it is. They're both 8-6. Whoever loses, you done, son. You done. You finish.
Good.
Other than that, the Packers, the Deadskins, unfortunately, the Boy Gang, the Buccaneers, Niners, Bears, and the G men are all going fishing.
Where's that Packers? Not Packers. Where's that Dallas and Seattle game at?
That's an excellent question. That game is in Dallas. That is the 1:30 game today.
Okay.
And we will get into all that. Like I said, we will save the recap here.
Is Freaky Ziggy back?
I believe he may be. And let's even go ahead and check. This is the time where you got to check.
The
injury report.
You cross your eyes and dot your T's.
Yes, fucking.
That makes sense.
Freaky motherfucking Ziggy.
Is Freaky Ziggy back in these streets?
Yes. Yes.
Freaky,
so
Freaky Ziggy.
Yeah, man. Is he back? Fuck people. I'm trying to find out for my goddamn self.
That's right.
Is he back?
You have some interest going on trying to get these kiddies in these playoffs.
Right, yeah. I got to see what he's at. Yeah, man. So I guess he served the suspension.
Yeah, it's been 6 games.
Yeah, man.
He did the time, so he's back.
And they need him. So, hey, without further ado, let's get into it. Motherfucking Week 16. Savage Picks.
Oh, hold on. I got to blow my nose. That's why it's always fun to record this shit live, man. I'm going to blow my fucking nose. Hold on.
All right.
Shit. Fucking signs. Fuck LA, man.
Ah.
Goddamn smog and air quality dog shit.
Right. Fuck. All right. The nose is sufficiently clean?
Yeah, we're ready to roll. I got a good at least 7-8 minutes before it goes AWOL again.
Well, goddamn, we can get in some rapid fire. Savage Picks, Week 16. Cue the music.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. We are riding high. Right off the bat, first of the JB's patented, do I really got to pick this game?
Damn.
It's two teams that are completely out of it.
That's how we're going to start this shit?
Yes, exactly. It's the 0-14, soon to be 0-16, Cleveland Browns, a.k.a. the Oklahoma City Tornadoes. Visiting the Bears at Soldier Field. It's going to be cold as shit. 24 degrees. The line is 5.5 for the Bears at home.
No, I wouldn't take the line, but I'm definitely going to take the Bears. All right. So, you know, if I was a betting man, yeah.
Yes. The Bears, want to finish strong. Browns, I got nothing for them. They're just playing for the best possible draft pick. And you know, the perfect unperfect season. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It ain't like they ain't never had that before.
Yes,
that draft pick.
Exactly. They found a way to fuck it up.
Right. He really did shit for them.
Yep. Fucking exactly.
Jerks.
Moving right along, the Kitties got to get a win. They're going into Cincinnati.
At scratch fever.
The line is 3 for Detroit on the road. The Bungles, they're losing Marvin Lewis. Are they going to step up and play for their coach? Are the Lions going to play down to the Bungles level and find a way to fuck it up? Who knows?
Damn it.
But what are you thinking on this one, good sir?
Oh, well, you know, I'm not really buying that whole play for your coach shit. They didn't want to rain his ass up out of there anyway. Yeah. That's the reason why Lovey's leaving. Right. Lovey's like, I'm tired of dealing with you fucking hooligans and ex-cons and present cons.
Right.
So, you know, the kid is going to go in there and get it done. Like you said, unless they do what the kiddies do.
Yes.
Fuck it up, all right? I'm going with the kiddies on this, and I feel like they'll go get the win over the Bengals.
Yes.
Fuck the Bengals. Right?
Yes. Stafford does have a jacked up hand. TJ Lang is doubtful. Rick Wagner's out.
Oh, man.
But, you know, the Bengals got a few cats on the line out as well. I know Stafford's been dealing with the hand shit, but yeah, I mean, listen, Caldwell, get them up to play. I don't want to see this fucking 10-6 and they don't make the playoffs. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, we got to shift that gear,
the worst
man.
Shit in the world. Right, 10-6, don't make the playoffs.
Yeah, man.
Oh, there he is. Freaky Zeke, baby.
He is. He's coming back. Also, word to Eli Apple's mom. She's a precious lady.
She's awesome.
That was a good looking woman.
She is.
Beautiful lady.
I was just thinking that when she was sitting there talking, I was like, she is.
Yeah, I was like, she moisturized.
Right,
got
hot
and
moisty.
Moisty. Wow.
Moisty.
All right, sorry,
Yeah, what?
Moving right along, it is your Los Angeles Rams.
DJ Hook, yeah.
Right.
Moisty.
Yeah. Fucking your Los Angeles Rams are playing the Titans on the road, and the line is 6 for the Rams.
Everybody's Los Angeles Rams now. Because everywhere you go, there's Rams shit.
Go Rams!
Everybody's a fucking Rams fan now.
Huh.
All right, that's some fucking bullshit.
Right.
You know what? You dick riding sons of bitches.
Right.
But in saying that,
having said all that,
the Rams will win against the Titans. I mean, I have to say this now, like I say about the Saints. The Saints are going to score. Can the opposing team score with them?
Right.
Well, damn it, the Rams are going to score.
Right.
So can the opposing team score with them?
Right.
I don't think Tennessee has that kind of juice. We'll see. Unless the Rams just come out and coldly fuck it up.
Right.
You know, which Tennessee is one of those places that it can happen.
You're right.
Trust me. It's certain stadiums and leagues that are just janky.
They're 5-1 at home. They do the Titans, and the Titans do have something to play for.
Right. And you go play there. And it's just fucking. It's just a janky atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then they play that well at home, being 5-1 at home. You really gotta watch them. But I'm going to say Sean McVay. And the Rams, you know what I'm saying? Graham. Shout out to Tony Baker. I'll go get it done.
Huh.
Over getting
Graham.
Them damn Titans. Graham.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, awesome stuff.
I'm gonna make a great Blue Dini prediction.
Oh.
And bold prediction. I'm going to pick the Titans at home.
Oh.
Because they got something to play for. It's going to be interesting weather. Remember, this is a team that's not exactly coming from the tundra as far as where they play. Most NFL teams in the middle of the country, they got to deal with some inclement weather. Don't get me wrong, it's a little chilly in LA right now, but it's
Southern Cali,
it's going to be about 39, 40 degrees out there in Tennessee, and I can see the Rams making some weather-based mistakes and coming down to earth a little bit.
Right.
And because the Titans have something to play for, I think it's going to be a pretty decent game. So I'm going to pick the Titans at home to have something to play for.
I can dig it.
Speaking of teams fucking it up, which is very likely, it's the motherfucking Smoke and Jay Cutler Finns fucking swimming into Arrowhead to play the Chiefs at home. And the line is 10.5 for the Chiefs. It's going to be fucking 22 degrees in Kansas City. God damn, bring your fur coats.
It is cold in KC around this time of year.
Yep.
Again, one of those places that I do not want to go play football at in December.
Yeah.
The Chiefs are heating back up, right? It's funny. They went from being, you know, like, we were super hot to, like, shit, freezing. Now they're heating back up.
Right.
And it's a great time to be gaining momentum, right? For a football team. If you can gain momentum in December, and carry that shit on into January, hey, great things are going to happen for you.
Yep.
And saying that, the Dolphins are going to try to spoil them up a little bit. The Chiefs got some, you know, some things need to happen for them to get in the playoffs. But I think they'll take care of the Dolphins. They'll make sure work of them. The Chiefs defense is going to be playing inspired ball.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That damn stadium is going to be rocking, buddy.
Yes.
All right. Rock.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Chiefs on the road, more to play for, more consistent football. Jay Cutler, it's been real, if you want to call it that. it looks like you still have a job waiting for you at Fox. So get ready for that. Hell, put in Matt Moore. Fuck it. Right. Put him in. Let's see what he can do.
Matty Mo.
Yeah, man. So we're picking the Chiefs on that. Moving right along. It is the motherfucking Bills visiting the Pats, dude. Line is 11.5 for the Pats at home. And a chilly Foxborough. Yeah, Pats, number one seed in the AFC. Are they staying there with the win? As you can fucking gaze at cheeks. Of course.
You know, the Pats, dude. You know what I'm saying? The fact that the Bills have to go into the borough, I don't know. This is a hard one to call because
there's
going to be a lot of emotions flying.
Divisional games are notoriously chippy.
That's
for
right.
The Pats.
It's going to be a lot of emotions flying based on that shit that happened to Gronk last week, the last time they played.
Exactly.
Well, you know, my bold prediction. I'm going with the Bills, man.
Oh,
we're going with the Bills. I think the Bills are going to get it done. I think they're going to play some inspired football. They're going to get to Brady. Their defensive backfield is talented.
Yep.
You know, I mean, them kids can cover for a long time. We were sitting there watching the NFL countdown, and they were just displaying the seconds that these DBs are covering. If you don't know anything about being a DB, covering is like, for me as offensive lineman, blocking, right? I used to always joke with my offensive line coach, like, you know, a bull rider wins if he rides a bull for 8 seconds.
Right.
8 seconds. If he rides that bull for 8 seconds, that's a win. You expect me to block a defensive lineman? Longer than 8 seconds, you lost your fucking mind.
Yeah.
All right. These DBs are covering by anywhere from 4 to 6 seconds. All right. That's amazing. All right. In football, if you don't understand the ramifications of that in football, that's amazing.
Right? Yeah,
because you got a receiver that can kind of do what the fuck he wants to do. It's like fucking playing basketball. He's just, you know what I'm saying, just going wherever the fuck you want to go, and you have to shadow him, mirror him. They're doing a great job of that. I believe they're going to rattle Brady a little bit. They're going to pick him off a couple times. Close game, ugly game. Bill's going to come out on top.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because just looking at the injury report, with the Pats, you got fucking Burkhead's out, Alan Branch is out, James White is out, Chris Hogan's out. You've already been out with fucking Edelman. On the flip side, you got fucking Kelvin Benjamin's out for the Bills. Nick O'Leary is out. They're tight end. They got Kyle Williams is out. EJ Gaines is questionable. So, it's a banged up game.
Is Shady still playing?
Yeah, man.
They got a fighting chance.
Right, and that secondary is, as you saw with that big Juju Smith-Schuster play, and just multiple plays last week when they played the Steelers, and probably should have lost that game.
Yes.
They may be due, but I think if it was going to happen last week. I'm picking the Pats. The Pats do, but barely. Pats do barely.
Barely.
All right, here's a game. Big NFC South matchup. Has a lot on the line for multiple teams, not just them. It's the Dirty Boys coming in. That's right. The Dirty Birds are visiting when the Saints come marching in.
Oh, man. They're going to the big gumbo bowl, baby.
That's right.
Listen.
5.5 for the Saints at home.
I want to watch this one.
You got to do
who tells this game going to be on?
This is going to be a Fox.
What time?
This is an early one for us, a 10 a.m. game.
Oh, man. Look, that's going to be rough, bro.
Yep.
That's going to be rough, bro. I know how it feels to play in that dome when there's playoffs on the line. But,
yep.
All right. And Cajun's going to be les bon ton roulé.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And bourbon's going to be flowing, right? Like the River Jordan. All right? There's going to be lots of gumbo and motherfucking and shrimps and motherfucking catfish being eaten.
Right.
It's going to be a glorious day in the city of New Orleans.
Yep.
Because they are going to whoop the Falcons' ass. I see it. The floor of the league's going to be shining bright.
Yeah.
As the Saints get the win.
Yep, I agree. Saints at home. Yeah, man. It's gonna be a hell of a game. Mm. But you know, Saints with the way their season started, they got some shit to prove going, and then they're not gonna have Sean Payton coach team. They're not gonna have a letdown at the end of the season. Yeah, man. So there you go. We both picked the Saints. Move right along. AFC matchup. It's the L.A. Carson, Torrance, South Bay, Orange County, Riverside, Barstow, Supercharger.
No. Not Orange County, okay? Orange County is not part of L.A. I told you, they're different, right? They're different.
North Hollywood, Van Nuys, fucking Simi Valley, Supercharger.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Now we balling.
Chargers at the BUMS Bums, right. AKA the Jets, yeah. And the line is a touchdown for the Chargers on the road in 38 degrees MetLife.
MetLife is the jet life, all right? So, you know what? The janky-ass Jets, man. And they are janky, though. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, they're janky. And the Chargers got to go in there, and they got to do some great things. Now, here's what's really fucking with me. It's the defense of the Jets. All right, they're very good at home, right? And they're gonna be playing inspired ball because they just kind of want to ruin the Chiefs. I mean, the Chargers' shit.
Oh yeah, but that's right? Not all they're good for.
It's time to play spoiler. So I'm going with the Jets on this one because they just gonna be hating, right? It is that time of year when you're not gonna make the playoffs, when you just start hating, mm-hmm. right? That's just what the fuck we do. Mm-hmm. So let the hating begin, and it'll start today with the Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, get the W-I-N.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It's not a bad bet. And I'm going to agree. I think the Jets do get the win and ultimately spoil the Chargers season. Chargers are very hot and cold. They're 3-4 on the road. You know, once the Chargers are one of those classic teams that once you start fucking with them and believing with them, they find a way to just let you know.
They just find a way to fucking
like a disappointed dad. You just got to shake your head.
Just shake your head in disbelief.
Yep. So there you go. I'm actually going to pick the Jets as well.
Oh, yeah.
Moving right along, a couple teams that got really nothing to play for other than a paycheck. It's the Broncos at the Deadskins, and the line is 3 for the Deadskins at home.
Yeah, I'm going with the Deadskins on this just because they're at home and the Broncos are just horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck they got going on.
Quarterback.
Yeah, they're bad. So, yeah, without a doubt. Them skins.
Yep, dead skins at home. Will they keep, will this be the last couple games of Kirk Cousins?
He's going to be an Arizona Cardinal next year. Thanks.
Yeah, very, very, very well be.
We love to have you, Kirk. Yeah. All right.
Broncos probably got their eye on Josh Allen out of Wyoming. They got to figure that shit out because they got some pieces. And no one to fucking grab the wheel. So they got to figure that shit out. Moving right along, it's the big pirate ship sailing into the soon-to-be-owned by one Sean Diddy Combs? Question mark?
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
JB's former employer.
Can we dwell on that for a second, guys?
Yes, please.
People, now, there's nothing I would like to see more just for the fuck of it. Than Diddy on the NFL
team.
It would be nothing that I would want to see more in life.
Yes.
All right. I got a black president. Saw that. Saw for 8 years. All right. See Diddy on an NFL team. Wow.
Yep.
Can you imagine the pageantry that the couple on?
Oh yeah.
It would be unreal.
Oh yeah.
It would be unfucking.
He would run out of the tunnel with the team playing
right.
Hate Me Now.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Be fucking doing the Hall of Shaking shit, you know what I'm saying? While the team get introduced and shit and dancing through this motherfucker on the 50-yard line.
Yeah.
It would be unfucking real. But guys, let me explain to you why it's not gonna happen. Okay? When you become an owner in the NFL, you have to get voted in by majority of the owners. Mm-hmm. That means they have to sit down and say, hey, this Sean Diddy Combs guy, he's backed by this group. They have this much money in play. Should we allow him to be in our little fraternity, all right, our little boys group mm-hmm. of NFL owners who are fucking kajillionaires,
right?
All right. Are we going to allow this man in our circle? The question is that. The answer is fuck no. I'm not trying to be racist, but you date them old-ass white people. Really finna let Sean Combs with his fucking flashy bling blinging, like you said, motherfucker be dancing. Right. He'll be
there. Won't stop.
They'll be having meetings and shit. He'll be the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Sitting there dancing and shit. Right. Like, no, that's not going to happen.
Right.
So it sounds great. You know, everybody making a push for it. You know, they say Steph Curry's like making a play, and he's Steph. First of all, Steph, your money's way too young. Yeah. All right, buddy, you ain't got
for
you ain't got enough cake to even be considered. Right.
And for everyone who jumped out the window on social media talking about Diddy can buy the team, do you understand what you have to do to actually buy a team? And also understand there's a difference between net worth and liquid cash.
Bingo.
Stop seeing 800 million and say, exactly. Diddy's got 800 million in his checking account.
Right. No, he does not.
Come on,
But Jerry Richardson probably does. The owner of the Black Cats right now.
It's called an ownership group.
Yeah.
Like when Magic Johnson got the Dodgers, he joined up with the Guggenheim Group.
Right.
Magic Johnson does not own the Dodgers by himself.
Exactly.
Diddy can own a piece of the Panthers.
He can get with somebody. Yeah, he can definitely get with a group. But as for him being the face of that group, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Remember, Hove got 1% of the Nets?
Yeah.
And come on now. That ain't short money either.
Right.
So do the math.
That's Hove.
We're just talking numbers now. Come on.
The realism is that, hey, everybody got excited about it, but the shit ain't going to happen. Okay. Anyway, okay. So back to the game.
Yes.
Black Cats playing the fucking Bucks. NFC South. Yeah.
Line is 10.
Yo,
5-2
The Panthers got some things. You know, they trying to sneak in. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to sneak in.
Yep.
So I don't think the Bucks got a shot in the dark.
Playing better football these last few weeks.
I don't think the Bucks got a snowball chance in hell.
Yep. They're 1-6 on the road, too. That doesn't help.
Cash scratch fever.
McCoy's out. Yep. Yeah, man. Like the Black Cats at home, a lot more to play for, playing a lot more consistent. Hopefully, they keep everything in the mental, you know, above board to keep their shit together. And yeah, man. As much as I would not like them to win for selfish reasons, I think they will win. I think they will beat the Buccaneers. Moving right along, it is the Jaguars at the 49ers. And the Jaguars are definitely in it. And they have a lot more to play for than the Niners. Oh, Jimmy G is playing his ass off. And the line is 3.5 for the Jaguars.
The 49ers.
Yeah.
I'm going to the Jags, man. Come on. Let's be real. Going to the Jags. Jimmy G's playing well, but he ain't seen Saxonville.
Yep.
All right. These cats is playing hellified defense, bro. I mean, this shit is real.
Yeah.
So he's going to get a nice little taste of Saxonville. He's definitely going to be getting up off Jimmy G a whole lot because I'm not sure how great the offensive line is for the fucking Big Bell Bottom boys.
Right.
I do know this, though. Old Saxonville, they bringing that heat. Their defensive backfield, scrappy. Linebackers are young and athletic. They just got a great defense.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just got a great defense. And it's just really, really the backbone of their team this year and the reason why they're having so much success. You know, the 49ers are trying to find themselves, right? And the guy got Jimmy G, he's playing good ball. I think they're undefeated since he started starting, four games straight.
Yeah, they've put a few together.
It will come to an end today. Yeah. Jacksonville gets the W, throwing up the W, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. Jaguars on the road. I expect Blake Bortles to, come down earth a little bit. Niners are going to play hard.
They are.
I respect the hell out of that. They're playing hard.
Yeah. They definitely changed their whole structure.
But
we said that earlier in the season, though.
Yeah.
You know, we said that the 49ers are one of those teams that are just like, they're right there.
Yeah, so they just had to get their swagger back.
That's
so.
Right.
Now they got some of it. That's going to get some pieces around it, but that's for next year. So this year, it ain't happening against the fucking Saxonville Jaguars. There you go. Moving right along, it is a big NFC matchup with huge playoff implications on the line. Fucking the half shirt man himself is back. It's the Squawks at the
Squawks.
The Cowboys.
Squawks.
The line is 3.5. For the Cowboys at home, who are going to have a running game once again.
Ooh.
And it's a loser leaves town matchup.
It is a loser. Take your punk ass home.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go fish. Man.
Yes.
I think that, honestly, the Cowboys are going to piss this one off. They're going to really piss this one away. Because Seattle's going to come down there and really just, like, fuck their whole shit up. I know Zeke's back, and I understand, you know, it's going to be great. He's going to do what he do, right? Maybe a little rusty, right? He's been out for 6 weeks.
Yep.
I know he's been training and everything, but he ain't been getting hit and all these other things. Maybe a little rusty. I'm seeing a fumble occurring, right? That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a fumble occurring. So, I'm going to go with the Seahawks on this one, and it's not going to be by much, but I feel like the Seahawks going to win. As I watch the Seahawks get thrashed right now.
Right.
Seahawks going to eventually win it. Trust me when I say it's just hating time, right? When it's repping time, we got to get our hate on. Plus, yeah. The Seahawks, again, like you said, they're you know, in the mix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Couple people lose, couple people win. Hey.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Because the Seahawks got absolutely mashed the fuck out last week, they're going to take that personally. I feel like this game is going to come down to one or two fuck-ups at the end of the game by the Cowboys. Dare I say, Tony Romo-esque.
There is definitely going to be a turnover.
Something's going to happen.
Couple turnovers involved.
For some reason, I feel like Zeke is going to be feeling himself and he's going to cough up the ball in the red zone. I just, for some reason, see that happen. I feel like he's going to come out strong, and then it's just he's going to do something because he's been away for so long.
Right.
That's going to fuck up the game. So I like that theory. I think it's going to be low scoring, and I think the Squawks are going to fly out of the fucking Jura world.
Squawk!
By the skin of their teeth with a W and still be alive in the playoff picture. Well, unfortunately, the final Sunday game, two teams that are out of it, it's the G-Men. Taking a ride to the Red Sea, playing the Boy Gang, maybe the site of Eli Manning's future employment.
Yeah,
and the line is 3 for the Boy Gang.
At this point, it will take it. All right, so, I got to roll with the team, of course. You know what I'm saying? The squid art. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The squid art. I think we'll be okay. I think we'll fare all right if our defense plays any kind of good ball and offense can piece some drives together.
Yep.
I feel like we'll be okay. It's going to be an ugly game because that's kind of what we're doing these days. But we'll get to W.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. G-Man got nothing to play for. Bergang want to finish the season strong. And, lots of questions to be answered for both teams. Will Larry stick around? Will Carson retire? What the fuck is happening as we watch the fucking Seahawks fucking self-destruct on their sidelines? They have a way of doing that, though, don't they? Getting at each other in the game. Oh, man. Moving right along, we have a Christmas Day doubleheader. It's the Steelers at the Texans.
Uh-huh.
And the line is 9 for the Steelers on the road.
Well, you know, that's, you know, yeah. I mean, they got to really go down there to fuck it up.
Just exactly.
Not to get a W. Steelers.
Yeah, I agree. Steelers.
Of course, they got to keep everything tight, you know what I'm saying? Try to the home field advantage going on, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these little things, you know what I'm saying, that kind of peeking in their face as far as the playoff goes. And like, we got to do this to secure that. And, shit like that.
Yep. Steelers, you get the win. And, yeah, man. Texans, I hope you have a big Christmas bonanza plan to give gifts to all your fine citizens out there because they need them gifts.
That's right.
For Christmas.
That's right.
And that's about the only gift they're going to get because it ain't going to be a W, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And finally, it's...
That's not my sign.
That's
not my sign.
Or my saying the Raiders. That's right. The Raiders at the EAGLES Eagles. The Raiders, they're 6-8. They're done. And it's the Eagles who are undefeated at home playing with Nick Foles. Yeah. Still playing some decent ball. The line is 9 for the Eagles at home.
EAGLES Eagles get the W against the Raiders. The Raiders, I don't know what the fuck the Raiders got going on with their life.
Yes.
But Raiders gonna raid, all right? Shout out to Ms. Viv, a lovely young lady out in Phoenix, Arizona. Mm-hmm. She said that on Twitter the other day, and I almost fucking lost it. Raiders gonna raid, all right? Yep. Damn it to hell. They started off with high hopes. High hopes. Everything was shiny, brand new.
They got high hopes.
They got beast mode, you know what I'm saying? Everything was supposed to be amazing. They're gonna be unstoppable.
We're gonna win a title before we go to Vegas. Not this year.
Shit. Fuck out of here.
Yep.
EAGL. ES.
Yes.
Eagles.
Eagles fly on the road to victory.
That's right.
I agree.
That's right.
Eagles getting it done. They want to maintain that number one seed, playing extra chippy, trying to play for their guy.
Mm.
One Carson Wentz.
Who bought the whole offensive line boots, I think, for Christmas?
Oh, what a
What a thoughtful gift.
Nice job, bro.
People don't understand how boots are expensive.
Yeah.
You get the good ones.
Especially the fly shit.
You get them Stetsons.
Ding. Yep. Hey, that's right.
Them motherfuckers are expensive.
Yep.
We talking $1,200,
$1,300.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So there you go. We both picked the Eagles. That's our Savage Picks for Week 16. We shall see who was right, who was wrong, who was both right, who was both wrong. All that good shit as we roll into the end of the Savage Picks for the regular season and into goddamn. It's when it all matters most, the fucking playoffs.
That's right.
So we'll see if your team is in or if they're fucking going on a goddamn cruise to Bermuda.
Let's go fishing.
You know what I mean? Get the fishing poles ready.
Let's go fishing.
Or you know what I mean? Or strap up, motherfuckers. And that's it. Any final shout-outs for the reviewers out there, sir?
I'm sitting watching Cardi B walk around naked. That's what I'm doing, guys. I don't know how this stuff happens.
As one would do.
I don't know how this stuff happens, but it happened.
Yes.
So anyway, guys, have a holly jolly Christmas.
Yes.
All right, and it's the best time of the year. Even
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Festivus.
Right, exactly.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Feliz Navidad, motherfucker. Even though I'm not really in the fucking Christmas spirit, man. I'm really not. I'm just not in the Christmas spirit, bro. It's just like, you know, I'm not like bah humbugging or nothing like that. But I'm just like, damn, son, like, what's going on?
I know we live in a mad world. It's crazy.
Just kind of ready for this day to be over with. You know what I'm saying? Ready for this day to be over. Ready for this year to be over.
Yeah.
So many great things coming in 2018, man. I'm excited.
Yes.
Can't wait. We got one more show before the new year.
Yep.
Right?
That's right.
It's going to be the extravaganza.
Uh-huh.
All right. Extravaganza.
Yeah, man. Well, yeah, man. I already know you're gonna be getting them kitties big hugs and kisses, and that's the beauty of it. Quality time with the family.
That's all that matters.
Appreciation.
On the flip side of that, like, what do you buy the kids that got every fucking thing? Like, it's the hardest shit in the world. It gets harder, guys, as you become a parent. When your kids get older, the shit gets a lot harder, right? Yeah. It's easy to buy baby's stuff, little Sparrow. It's easy to buy her stuff, right? Yeah. But my 13-year-old daughter, you know, like, what do I get this kid? Like,
yeah.
You know, what the fuck do you buy this kid?
Right.
Like, she got every fucking pair of shoes under the sun, clothes, you know, earrings, necklaces. Like, well, what do you buy this kid?
Yeah.
Damn it to hell. But right. The good thing about it is whatever you buy them, you know what I'm saying, they'll appreciate it. You know,
did you give her a car with your picture in it?
Right.
You pointing
right
at the camera?
Right.
Do your homework.
Point to my fucking, give her motherfucking a bank statement for the last,
right,
over the last 9 months. Be like, Merry Christmas.
Right. Yeah.
You fuck highlighted all the shit I bought for you.
Right.
I know, guys.
Good shit.
It's a beautiful, beautiful world we live in. All right, guys, love your family. Love them, love them, love them. Take care of your fucking selves, all right?
Yeah, please.
Don't be in there eating fucking donuts and motherfucking chicken wings and shit your whole life. Hey, get it together, all right?
Exactly.
We want to live, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to Big Sean, who I think has one of the best projects out right now. That album is good. Him and the Metro Boomin.
I still gotta check it out.
That album is good shit. I literally have listened to it from front to back and didn't touch the pass button, the go forward button, right. You know what I'm saying? I have literally listened to it at least 3 or 4 times, like,
right,
when I'm driving to work, when I'm coming home, I just let the fucking thing play,
right? All right?
It is amazing. Shout out to Big Sean, shout out to Metro Boomin. Eminem's album, for all you greatest of all time people with Eminem, man, he's
The man can rap. I don't know about his post rehab songs anymore.
He is.
You got to switch up the style, man. Everything can't be fucking all epic and fucking.
Right. He is one of the greatest to ever do it. But that album, it's not the shit.
Yeah, man. I need more. You got to take me back to the fucking like Renegade days. Yeah. You got to give me shit like that when you used to produce.
Right. Who else? Young Jeezy's album was a little disappointed. I think he could have let that one sit in the iPhone or whatever. I was disappointed.
I heard a snippet of that joint with him and J. Cole and Kendrick.
That was decent. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That was a good song. It's got two or three good cuts on it, but
yeah,
still, it's like, bro, you just put out, you know what I'm saying, I was about to say Can't Ban a Snowman.
Right.
But you just put out
Trapper Die 3. Yeah.
And it was a great album.
Yeah.
All right? It was a great album. It was a hell of a piece of work. All right, yeah, this whole pressure thing that need to be put out. That's just in my eye, you know what I'm saying? I'm a diehard Jeezy fan, you know what I'm saying? So when I say things, it's from the heart, it's from a love standpoint, from the love of the music that you made and what I like to hear.
You have a standard of quality.
That's right. We're not accepting no malarkey around here.
Yes.
Who else put some music out?
Shit, I mean, we may have to do a whole year-end episode with fucking segment of our best shit of 2017.
We might have to.
So
I see it coming. I can feel it. All right, here we go. Yeah. Guys.
All right, folks. Take care of yourselves.
Don't be dumb in these streets, guys. Exactly. Understand Uber and Lyft saves lives.
Yeah, if you're drinking that eggnog, right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you're drinking the eggnog that Uncle Jimmy done put you a little too much rum in.
Sip some of this.
All right, a little too much rum in. And, you know, if you're feeling a little tipsy, you might well get on that smartphone, man, and call your Uber or Lyft. I would say a designated driver thing, but it's like it ain't no designated drivers right, no more.
Come on.
Like, everybody just be
enough
drunk
already.
You know?
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah, hell, half the time the Lyft driver's drunk.
Well, I was about to say, yeah, like, a lot of the Lyft drivers be fucking high and shit, too.
That's right.
Crazy world we live in, guys. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah, man.
Hey.
Happy holidays, season's greetings.
If don't nobody else love you, right? JB and Ben and Blue fucking love you.
Yes, we do. Reviewers from sea to shining sea all over the world.
That's right.
Happy holidays. And that's it. JB and Benny Blue Review. JB and Benny Blue Review.com at JB and Benny Blue for all your social media needs.
That's right.
And Merry Christmas, folks.
Peace and hair grease, motherfucker.
Next week. That's right.
And sinuses.
And sinuses.
It's horrible.
We love you. Peace. JB and Benny Blue Review. We'll catch you next time.
Holler.
Yeah. Peace. What's up, listeners of The Review? Are you searching for the dopest independent artist that might not have a million subscribers on YouTube or hundreds of thousands of followers on social media, but have star-level talent? Look no further than the new So Effin' Dope magazine. Head over to SoEffinDopeMagazine.com, that's SoEffinDopeMagazine.com, to submit your story today, and make sure to follow them at So Effin' Dope Magazine, that's SoEffinDopeMagazine, for updates on their upcoming print issue.